Western Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, and a topic that we haven't talked about for a while, but in from the Literacy Council, Joni Elmore, to give us an update on Bartlesville Literacy Council. I know it's been going on for decades because I remember doing interviews quite a few years ago with the updates from the Literacy Council, but I'll say publicly I haven't heard too much from them for a while.
Well, that's what I'm here to do, Charlie. I'm spokesman now for the Oklahoma Literacy Council through the Literacy Services in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I wanted to bring to the awareness of our community is the fact that our public library has a wonderful literacy service. Mm-hmm. And most people are just not aware that we fully exist. Now, literacy services at the Bartlesville Public Library is under the auspices of Oklahoma Department of Libraries, mm-hmm, and the Oklahoma Literacy Coalition.
Okay.
So we band together and work together as an opportunity to bring literacy improvement to the entire community here in Bartlesville, and it is completely and totally free. So what would you like to know about us?
Well, first of all, let's just talk about the Literacy Council, our literacy services. We think of literacy, well, everybody knows how to read, and that's a fallacy. There are people, there is a pretty good sized population that they may be able to read the words on the page, but there's a functional literacy. They're just not comfortable reading.
Absolutely, Charlie. And I have some percentages here to give you that will probably be shocking to our audience.
Okay.
But 23% of U.S. adults cannot read. Mm-hmm. And that translates to 1 in 5 adults. And some other stats that are rather surprising is that 43% of Oklahoma adults have below basic or only basic literacy level skills. 31 basic and 12% below. This is an interesting subject to be bringing to the general public because everybody thinks, oh, well, I learned to read when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And, you know, I learned to read when I was in first grade. But most people do not realize that we do testing in the third grade of elementary school. And we can predict at third grade 70% of whether kids are going to be able to learn to read. It affects our dropout level in the school systems. Mm-hmm. And by the fourth grade, if a child is behind in their reading skills, it starts to affect their entire educational process.
This is a topic that, just because I attend school board meetings on a regular basis, board members are aware of. There is that test you get in third grade.
Yes.
That kind of, and sometimes I believe they even administer something in second grade, just kind of see, are you on target for that third grade goal? And it's a great concern because, like you said, if from that point on, how we learn is greatly influenced by how well we interpret what's on that black and white page.
Absolutely. It's about reading, writing, and comprehension.
Yeah.
Now, the literacy services at our Bartlesville Public Library deal mostly with free services for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not a... we're not speaking about any type of negligence in the school system, because our school system is wonderful and we have all kinds of reading tutors and helpers that help the children get up to speed.
Just nationally, people fall through the cracks. They walk away from school or they got by, but they never got what we would call really good at it.
Absolutely. And, you know, all of us excel at different things. But if your reading level skills are lower, then it begins as a platform for all of your other educational opportunities. And it changes everything that you're able to do educationally. So we actually are a literacy service for adults who have fallen between the cracks. That doesn't mean that a child would be turned away if they came into our services.
It's just not your target
audience. It's not our target audience because our school system does such a wonderful job. But those adults who fell between the cracks, that's who we are targeting.
Well, and when you and I were in school, a lot of the educational process was lecture-based. If you could absorb the information by hearing the teacher talk about it, then you could pretty well pass the test based on having heard it, whether you read the information or not.
Absolutely. So we provide one-to-one tutoring for people who are hiding in the shadows. I don't know if you're aware of it, but most people who cannot read struggle alone. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine, they cannot fill out a form, they can barely sign their name, they maybe could not total up a form of, even in simple math, it affects their math ability. Mm-hmm. Yeah. to do simple addition. But here's the rub, Charlie. If they cannot fill out an application form and they cannot fill out a Social Security form, what can they not get? A job.
Exactly, yeah. And mm-hmm. Unless they find some friend that will sit next to them and fill out the form for them.
Right, yeah. And jobs are hard enough to find for the educated, sure. Much less those who are struggling behind.
I don't have the numbers, but I know when Mrs. Eastman was coming in talking about literacy services, she would usually share a great success story about this individual that, you know, really could not even read what you and I remember as Dick, Jane, or Sally, let alone, you know, like you said, that job application. And over the course of months and weeks and sometimes a year or two, they, you know, were reading at sixth or eighth grade level, because it's hard work.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I want to tout about our program at the Bartlesville Public Library, which most people just don't realize we're up there on the second floor, but we are. Mm-hmm. This is a program that welcomes people with open arms, with kindness and compassion and a willingness to help and to undergird that person who has been struggling alone in the shadows. But that type of literacy is not the only thing that we do. We also teach English as a second language, mm-hmm. and we call those people English language learners. Now, that term has changed just a little bit. And this program is also offered for our nationals that come into our cities and want to integrate into the workforce, mm-hmm. want to integrate into culture, but are finding it difficult because they do not speak the language. So we actually offer an opportunity for people to come in who completely do not speak our language and learn it.
That was the story of my grandmother. She came here from Italy at age 17 and got married in this country, and then learned English thanks to a neighbor next door who was, you know, spoke to her in Italian and could then translate the English for her and teach her survival English.
Right. And the interesting thing about the program is you do not have to have a teaching degree or a college degree, or you do not have to speak the native language of the national that you're helping, mm-hmm. because it's really better for them if you speak only English. It raises them up to a level of, I'm going to try harder. I'm going to get this. I'm going to actually apply myself to learn this language. So we have wonderful tutors that help with that persuasion as well, just getting them into the English language, getting them functional. Mm-hmm. And it's just absolutely amazing to watch what happens with people. And I have some stories that I'll tell you right before the end of what we're doing here that will be interesting to you. But I want to backtrack just a tiny bit back into our first conversation about literacy, because, you know, literacy is not just about reading, writing, and comprehending. It's also about health literacy. Mm-hmm. And our state has been very aggressive in trying to help people improve their health literacy, especially through the Oklahoma Department of Libraries. Okay. And we are offering classes in health literacy that are just wonderful. And you know, people's health literacy can be diminished, even if they are all the way up to college educated, because there's a different language that the medical profession, sure, actually speaks that some of us cannot interpret. And because of that, we all approach our health literacy at a different level.
Sure.
So we offer classes in exercise, nutrition, cooking. We do refit, Tai Chi, and yoga, and those classes are free right at our public library.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, picked up a new Tai Chi instructor just within the last couple of weeks, I believe.
Yes, we did. Yeah. We did. And that Tai Chi class is going to be starting August 1st at 11:40 in the morning. And it's just wonderful for people. They can come down, get involved. You know, that's a deeply stress-relieving, mm-hmm, activity. It's a stretching activity. So some people who have had operations or issues, or they cannot be aggressive in their cardio application, those people can come in and do Tai Chi and leave feeling absolutely wonderful.
And it's just as beneficial for the 17-year-old as it is for the 87-year-old.
Absolutely, yeah. Because a lot of it's mind over matter anyway. But it is a wonderful health literacy activity. activity that we actually offer. This fall, coming up, we're going to have some health literacy classes in healthy cooking with one of our really famous community leaders, Sandra McClelland, who was actually one of the chief chefs at the United States Embassy in Omar when she and her husband worked there in that specific capacity. Her husband's with ConocoPhillips, but we will be teaching on cooking healthy soups, cooking for diabetes maintenance, food safety tips for the holidays, cooking with sugar alcohols for those people who cannot use sugar in their diet, cooking healthy food on a limited budget. Now, this is a great one because sometimes we are dealing with intergenerational issues of health unfitness, and sometimes we're dealing with individuals who are struggling financially because they cannot read and write and properly and have not been able to apply themselves into the community.
And sometimes just that food in the box as opposed to food out of the ground, there's a difference nutritionally there as well.
Well, and speaking about food on a limited budget, we all have to be careful or it will take too much of our budget just to feed ourselves, and there are many other bills to pay, as you know. But we will be also addressing cooking for heart health and National Nutrition Month and a delicious way to lower cholesterol, featuring fabulous fish, and actually cooking for arthritis awareness. So if you can imagine a literacy service that provides reading and writing skills for those who are undereducated in that area, helping those who are nationals that have come to our city learn to speak English, and offering everything free in the area of health literacy, it is a pretty amazing program.
It really is.
And most people just aren't aware of us, so we're here to let them know.
Okay, with services of your local library, and we will continue to find out more about the program and how you can get involved and maybe volunteer if you choose when we continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time with Joni Elmore, we are talking literacy services and more, all through your courtesy of your local library.
Absolutely, Charlie. I just have to tell you one part of our program that I have not mentioned yet that is absolutely amazing. Once individuals who are nationals come into our country and they learn to speak our language, many of them desire to go on and get their citizenship into the United States. Mm-hmm. We provide complete naturalization and citizenship services at the Bartlesville Public Library. And so people can actually go from step one all the way up to step 10 to get their citizenship. And many people just aren't aware.
It is a longer process than I think many people realize. It's not just filling out a form.
Absolutely, because you must pass an adjudication in English. You must pass a very detailed civics test. Mm-hmm. You must be able to, believe it or not, pay $725 to apply for the application and the processing. You must be able to have been a resident here in the United States for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And you must have an active green card. And we don't have time to get into all of those details, but there are parameters along the way that must be hit in order to become a U.S. citizen. But most people do not know that we offer that service at the Bartlesville Public Library through Literacy Services. So people can go all the way through. And I actually attended a citizenship certificate ceremony about 2 weeks ago, our Dr. Andrew Kerklinski, he is a cardiologist here in town, he brought his parents here from Russia to live with he and his beautiful family. What a wonderful family and a wonderful addition to our community. But his mother became very aggressive with her desire to become a citizen and went all the way through our naturalization and citizenship process in 1 year. She passed her adjudication in English. She did everything the correct way, and I actually attended her ceremony and her graduation in Tulsa. The ceremonies are amazing. They have patriots that come in and sing. The citizens do the Pledge of Allegiance for the first time in their own language. I mean, in English, not their own language. They actually march through the line and shake hands with the judge, and they're just treated like royalty because they have gone through this program of becoming naturalized citizens, and it is so awe-inspiring. Mm-hmm. There's actually even a message from the president welcoming them into the country. And then, of course, right outside the door are voting booths.
Of course.
But just the whole process of our literacy services are just amazing. Teaching people to read and write who have fallen behind. Teaching people who are nationals and cannot speak our language to speak our language. Improving people's health literacy and offering classes to them free. And then moving people all completely into the naturalization and citizen process. It is just amazing what our Bartlesville Public Library offers free, conveniently, and personalized.
And through largely volunteers.
Oh, absolutely. We need you. If you're listening, you do not have to have a degree. If you can read, if you can speak English, you can help somebody else do the same. And we are on the second floor. You enter the library and you take the elevator right to the left of the entrance door and come up to the second floor. And as you progress through that hallway, you'll see a sign that says Literacy Services. We would like to speak to anybody who believes that they could benefit from teaching someone else what they already know. And let me tell you, it is inspirational. Totally inspirational. I am there every day to see the wonderful examples of service that our volunteers give, and then the wonderful rewards that all of the students gain.
Yeah, and it would. I think we all should attend a graduation ceremony like you talked about in Tulsa.
Absolutely. Yeah. If anybody's interested, if they will call Literacy Services at the library, we'll let them know when the next one is. And they are either in Oklahoma City or Tulsa. Sometimes we have to travel to Oklahoma City, which is a wonderful experience as well. But we love it.
Construction notwithstanding.
Absolutely. But we love it when it's in Tulsa because it's just a little bit closer.
Well, I think you need to schedule one here in Bartlesville. We can do it at Dungeon Stadium or someplace.
Well, maybe we could work on that, Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joni, thank you so much. Again, if somebody would like to stop by the library, you're on the second floor. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes. And the number is 918-338-4179. Please call us and let us know if you're interested in teaching. Let us know if you would like to come up and take part of our services. We need you.
You don't have to have a teaching certificate. You're not dealing with schools. You're just trying to help somebody else do better.
Absolutely. If you can read, if you can write, you can teach.
Thank you, Joni. Joni Elmore with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. If you'd like to get involved, stop by the library. They'll be happy to sign you up for as many or as few hours as you can dedicate to the program. We'll check the forecast coming up in just a bit. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. The Oklahoma Board of Pharmacy